think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
I woke up this morning, got myself a gun. Mama always said I'd be the chosen.
When they say death to America, you should believe them. Because that's what they would have, if they had a nuclear weapon, they would have used it. But they never had the chance. I never gave them the chance to use it. And other presidents should have done. I spoke to one of the former presidents who I actually like. Actually speak to some. I do like some people. It'd be shocking. And he said, I wish I did what you did. Couldn't have done it. Other presidents, somebody should have done it. 47 years this went on. They call Iran the bully of the Middle East. And you could have never had the Abraham Accords. You could never have had peace in the Middle East. Now you're going to have peace. You could never do it with the dark cloud of a nuclear Iran.
That would be so true. As long as Iran was threatening the Middle East, nations were not going to come together. Now, granted, many of them are also Muslim nations, but you have to keep in mind the differences between Shia and Shia, and you have to keep in mind between some of the tribal units inside each of the nations, but they can be cohesive when they need to be. And if the target is the USA, they can come together. Trump has done everything he can to quell that concern and that basic attack premise. The Kushner efforts previously were a great start. It would have continued if it had a chance to continue his administration the first time around. But then everything gets shut down. And when that happens, well, we're left where we are now. In the meantime, Trump is trying to make it very clear to these nations that what we're doing, you should be in favor of. You should be supporting us. That's not too much to ask. We're all part of NATO. Now, granted, we have not been attacked. So they could say, well, we have no grounds to move forward on NATO. But Trump's remarks are very clear. And I'm going to read a couple of quotes from him. We strongly encourage other nations whose economies rely on the Hormuz Strait far more than ours to be involved. We get less than 1% of our oil from the Strait. Some countries get much more. Japan, 95%. China, 90%. Europeans get a lot. But they're not coming forward to help. A growing number of U.S. allies are declining to take part in any efforts to secure the Strait of Hormuz. France has ruled out any military role, as has Germany, Australia, Ireland, Spain. The U.K. is also not stepping forward. They've stopped short of committing to direct military action, but they do say we will emphasize coordination with international partners. All of them are saying we will not be drawn into a wider war. No one is asking for that. Could you have mission creep? Yes. Japan is holding off any deployment of any naval escorts to the Middle East, basic upon legalities. We have these nations, and they all have a stake in what happens in the Middle East, as do other Mideast nations. But they're not willing to even show that they would step forward. And, of course, the left is loving it. They're loving it because here again, we have an example where they look at Trump as out over his skis. He's not getting any support. And today, Joe Kent, his top counterterrorism official, resigned, stating, I cannot in good conscience support the ongoing war in Iran. He's going to be a darling of the left. You watch. You're going to see his face wall-to-wall coverage as he denounces what Trump is doing, undermining American forces currently in the region. And basically desecrating the graves of Americans who've already been killed. I do not want boots on the ground. I will stress that over and over again. I don't want an invasion force, but it is very possible that we might do some limited strikes in and out, probably with the help of the IDF. And even Al Jazeera column brings this to a point. Now, Al Jazeera is not one I would place a lot of trust in, obviously, but they're praising Operation Epic Fury. They point out that 2 weeks into Operation Epic Fury, the dominant narrative has settled into a comfortable groove. The U.S. and Israel. Now, here's where I would have some exception, but I want to read it the way they wrote it. The U.S. and Israel stumbled into a war without a plan. Iran is retaliating. Oil prices are surging. U.S. senators have called it a blunder. Cable news has tallied the crisis. Commentators warn of a long war. But then Al Jazeera adds this. This narrative is wrong. That doesn't play well with the left, especially from someone they expected to be on their side. And of course, we have another issue right in our own hemisphere. And that is, what are we going to do about Cuba? They have had a massive power outage for the last 2 days in Cuba. In part, they're not getting any fuel from Venezuela. We have stopped those shipments from going into Cuba. So they've had massive power outages. And they apparently continue, at least on a rolling procedure. This is the kind of thing that gets the Cuban people up in arms to the best that they can acquire them against the Cuban regime, Castro, communist regime, 90 miles from our shore. All right, welcome to hour number two. Larry Connors, USA. Normally, we're here for you every day, 6 to 8 p.m. Today, we're here in the noon hour. Jamie Allman taking some well-deserved time off. So, no three martini lunch for you. As I said, we had some shot glasses, but you have to bring your own bottle. But we deliver a hard-paced, bull-charging program each and every day, from 6 to 8 p.m. And we cover a wide range of topics. And with Larry Connors USA, you're going to get news, analysis, commentary, and education. I promise that. Later in this hour, the man many love to criticize, never Trumper, former New York Congressman, and John LeBoutier. Is he supporting Trump? We'll get to that later. Now, when it gets down to trying to control the strait, one security analyst pointed out there are options other than airstrikes.
It can be done with a good application or an application of quite a lot of military force. So to do it, you've got to have a gun line of destroyers along the, not just the Strait of Hormuz, but all the way along the Iranian side of the Gulf, and that's 200 miles. So you set a set of destroyers which can take down any aerial threat, so drones or ballistic missiles that are heading towards ships. Then you need to launch attacks along that coastline, anything that moves. That looks as if it could be a threat. And then you've got to do something about the mines that may be in the Gulf, which means you've got to sweep them. And minesweeping is not easy. And, you know, all navies have given up on minesweeping over the years. I mean, we used to be the best in the world at minesweeping, mine countermeasures, and now we're not. But that's the problem. It's a very specialist thing to do, and it takes time.
There is one senator that's been quoted by Fox News as saying that in his talk with Trump, as the allies are balking at helping support what we're doing in the Iranian conflict, he says, "I have never heard Trump so angry." And he also added, "I share that anger." He's not trying to hold back. That would be Senator Lindsey Graham. We talked the other day about the possibility that Iran could get close enough to our shores to launch either ballistic missiles on boats that get by undetected, or even kamikaze drones hitting the California coast just right before the Academy Awards. And those at the Academy Awards were assured by the Oscars producers, "You'll be safe. We have federal, state, and local police available." You see what they do there? Now suddenly, they want police in action. And thank goodness, it came off without any threat. But we've got some inside our nation, uncounted terrorists that came across the border illegally, unvetted. Thank you, Joe Biden. It wouldn't take much for them to put a drone up, weaponize it, and hit any target. In Florida, one Muslim made it very clear, "This is what we want from your nation."
There's nearly 7 million American Muslims right now, alhamdulillah. Let's take gratitude in the fact that we're here in the great state of Florida. Part of power building is building a pipeline of leaders. I want to see, inshallah, one day governor of the state of Florida is a Muslim. Everybody say inshallah. Inshallah. The House has Muslims in there. Say inshallah. Senators, Muslim senators, say inshallah.
Muslims are men who defend themselves. They defend their religion. They defend their principles, what they believe in. They don't apologize about jihad. They're not afraid of jihad. It's a part of who we are. The Muslim is an individual who, part of his rajula, being a man, is not our wives do jihad. We do jihad.
2 points there. See, they do not mind killing themselves to kill you. They have and they will. And he also stressed men. Women, you just are shackled to Sharia law. Vice President Vance says what we need in our nation is more law and order.
I think there are two obvious tools that we have to stop the fraud that's happening against the American people. One is that when we see evidence of fraud, we stop the payments. Pretty simple, right? We know that the American people are being defrauded. Let's try to stop the payments and ensure that whoever's making these payments is actually complying with some basic due diligence and making sure the payments are going to the right place. I think the second tool, of course, is we have, as the President mentioned, is we have law enforcement options. We know that some of this fraud is just bad. Some of it's criminal. We know that people are intentionally trying to defraud the American people. It's not just in Minnesota, it's all across the country.
99% is criminal.
Yes, sir. So we this is one of the reasons why DOJ is such an important part of this, is because we have to make sure that where we see criminal conduct, we actually prosecute it. And the President's talked about this a lot in the past. I don't need to repeat it, but it's worth noting that so many times when we find people engaged in really, really bad conduct, you know, the local judge or the local grand jury tries to stop it. One of the cool things about what we're doing is we're trying to take some innovative steps to ensure that when we find criminal fraud, we can actually prosecute it all the way to the end.
And again, it's not so much, it is a key issue of money being defrauded from the American public. But who's getting it? Terrorists. In the meantime, the leftist lies try to race ahead of the truth, trying to undermine what we're doing, save our elections, protect our vote. Maryland Congressman Democrat Raskin on free elections.
They've got no program for the country other than disenfranchisement, voter suppression, the SAVE Act, which I think violates the 19th Amendment when you tell American women you bring your driver's license and you bring your birth certificate. And if they don't match, which they won't for 69 million American women, then you need to bring a passport. And half of the people don't have passports, you know? So, yeah, just go out and buy an ID. That's a poll tax.
That is not a poll tax. But Raskin, here's the other thing. For all of you who are supporting Muslim jihadist attitudes and undermining what we're trying to do to stop them, under Sharia law, no woman will vote. I don't care what kind of ID you have. There's a podcaster that called out AOC and fake Bernie Sanders.
Persisted in being who she was, which is essentially a fraud. She pretends to be the socialist woman of the people, but she wears $2,000 makeup at a Sanders rally. Yeah, okay. So I expected
her to look different. She looks the same. I mean, she's an attractive person, but I expected a bit more. I don't know who that celebrity makeup artist is, but man, you know, you just go to the counter over at Bloomingdale's and they'll help you a bit there for free.
My mom always told me if I don't have anything nice to say, don't say it. So I'm not gonna say anything about how
I should have listened to mine.
I just think she's duping her followers, and it's just she's following the footsteps of Bernie Sanders, selling something that isn't real.
Oh yeah, well Bernie, the one who has he's the socialist with multiple homes. I mean,
three mansions, multi-millionaire. Let's be clear.
Yeah, they're always going to tell you how you should live your life. And you're always going to be told, we're going to be a country where everyone is equal. You buy that lie? You, my friend, are either an idiot, fool, or both. They will be more equal than you. That I promise you. John LeBoutier coming up next as we move forward. Lock and load. Ready. On the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Previously, I've told you about dustless blasting, a special service offered by Wellington Environmental. It could work for you in your place. Recently, a crew removed a driveway sealer that had failed. The owner wanted to go back to the original concrete so it could be properly sealed. Dustless blasting worked. That homeowner is happy. Now, sometimes surfaces need pressure washing instead of blasting. In fact, there was an exterior stone fireplace cleansed by pressure washing. And when it dried, all the dark stain was gone. That stone had its original appearance. Wellington is versatile with blasting. Dustless blasting or whatever you need. They will evaluate and make a decision. How do you get them to your door? Very easy. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Wellington Environmental, making your world great. In fact, be safe, be well with Wellington Environmental. Meguiar Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, Meguiar is a household name because Meguiar understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend Meguiar Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. MeguiarMoving.com. John Bill Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Bill to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF, John Beal. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent's Jewelers. .com. Vincent'sJewelers.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Well, they used to make a living off of bathtub gin. When the hippie showed up, weed was in. Well, they profit off of weakness and they always have. Now, meth is a recipe for cold hard cash. Something's cooking and it just ain't right. Hell's Kitchen gonna burn tonight.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
My next guest we've had on numerous times before, and I know some of you don't like him. You don't like his views anyway. Well, I like him, although I don't always accept his views as well. Former New York Congressman John LeBoutier, and author of the book, Harvard Hates America. And John, thank you for your time again today.
Thank you, Larry. Oh, it's great to be on with you. And your listeners and I might not agree, but I'm glad that they can hear my view. And it's good for them to hear other sides, you know?
I agree with that. So let's begin with one thing very quickly. We have not had a chance to discuss your thoughts on what we're doing in Iran right now.
Yeah, well, look, I hate the Iranian government. I want them gone. On that, we're all on the same page. How to do it is the issue. And I don't think this is doing it yet, if at all. I don't think you can bomb from the air and displace a government and replace it with anything good. There's no evidence of it.
But you're not calling for boots on the ground.
I'm not calling for boots on the ground. And that's what makes this thing difficult. How do you do regime change without boots on the ground? That's the $20 billion question, you know. And what I worry about is that we have definitely crippled them militarily. And they needed to be crippled. They are a malignant force throughout the Middle East and throughout the world, no doubt. But Trump is going to lose his attention span for this thing in a week or two, especially if gas goes over $4 a gallon and we're headed there. And he's going to leave. He's going to pull out, leaving the regime still in place. And they are still dangerous. We're leaving behind, if this happens, a wounded, angry animal.
All right.
With means. And the means are oil and drones and some missiles and terrorism and sleeper cells and all that stuff. And we're going to be in a protracted fight with them.
I'm putting down on my calendar to check back with you in about 2 to 3 weeks and see how your prediction stands up. And I want to put against your remarks. Go ahead.
The only prediction I made is Trump will leave. I mean, that's coming. There's no doubt.
We don't want to be. We do not want to be there forever. Now, today, right, the man he appointed as the top counterterrorism official, Joe Kent, said, "I'm resigning. I cannot continue to support the ongoing war in Iran. It posed no immediate or rather imminent threat to our nation."
Yeah. Well, he's a MAGA guy, you know, and he's a patriot, that guy. He served in the service. His wife was killed in the service. He's a hell of a guy, Joe Kent, from what we've heard.
But when the phrase imminent is the issue that many have tried to toss aside. I don't care if they're going to have it 3 days from now or 30 days from now. I don't want them to have uranium enriched to nuclear grade.
Correct. We do not. And by the way, that leaves the other issue is what I read is there are estimated 1,000 pounds of enriched uranium in their nuclear program somewhere, probably underground, in Iran. And if we don't go get it and get it out of there, that could be later on spun up into nuclear weapon grade fissionable material. So that hasn't been answered yet. What are we going to do? Putin, apparently last week on the telephone with Trump, offered to take it. The Iranians would give it to the Russians, and the Russians would take it to Russia and get it out of Iran, which apparently they did once before, and Trump this time turned it down. I don't blame him. I don't trust Putin one bit. So that is an issue we're going to need to address before we leave the Middle East.
All right, before.
Otherwise, they could take some of that stuff, make a dirty bomb, get it down to Israel, and God knows what would happen.
Yeah, it's frightening when you consider that. In the meantime, Trump has been asking for our allies to join him in helping block the Strait of Hormuz. Britain has said, no, we'll consider it.
Unblock it.
Well, unblock it to allow ships to go through. You're correct. France is passing on it. Germany is not doing anything. Ireland, Australia, Spain, they all are suddenly walking away. And what he points out, we would be coming to your help if you asked for help, and we would expect you to do it for us. But now we see what you'd really do. Is this a fracture in the NATO alliance?
If so, it's of his own, it's Trump's own making. He didn't consult with them. He didn't get them involved at the beginning before we attacked Iran. They learned about it like we did on the TV on that Saturday morning. And that's no way to put an alliance together. Think back on the two Gulf Wars that the two Bushes did over there. They went for months gathering other nations to be a coalition. Same with Afghanistan, which was a NATO effort, by the way, where they did come to our rescue after 9/11. This one, Trump goes it alone, thinks it's all going great. Then this Strait of Hormuz thing comes up. He can't get it opened up. We won't be able to get it opened up for several weeks at the earliest. And he's now asking nations to help him. It's a little late, you know.
In the meantime,
it's really not the way to get an ally, and it's not good to trash the ally. And he's trashing these guys publicly.
In the meantime, Al Jazeera, the Qatari government-funded news organization, says the U.S.-Israeli strategy is working.
Well, it's definitely working in that we have weakened that regime heavily. There's no doubt. But, you know, it's like the mafia, the war in this country on the mob. What always happens? We take down a big mob leader, try and convict him. Does that end the mob? No, they put another guy on top of the mafia family, and they keep on going. I don't know if we can get, I mean, I wish the people of Iran would have a 1776 moment and overthrow the government there, but I don't think that's going to happen. They don't have any weapons. We're not giving them any weapons, and the Iranian government, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps are vicious and shoot people in the streets, as we know. And I don't know what's going to cause the regime to be removed.
The same issue being raised about Cuba at this point.
Well, that's it. Cuba's zero. They're a zero. They don't have a huge military machine. They're not really the same. And I could see that government falling. And I don't even know what they have left for a security force.
All right,
keep the people down.
I'm with you on no boots on the ground for an invasion force in Iran. What about limited expedition forces in and out?
Definitely if we're going to go in and get that 1,000 pounds of nuclear material. I think it has to be done.
All right.
And look, that stuff could be bottled up and brought over here in a dirty bomb, too. And right. You unleash one of those. It's not a nuclear bomb with the mushroom cloud, but it's radiation that can make a place uninhabitable for 100 years.
All right. Very quickly on politics in our last minute. Susan Rice, who'd been in the Obama administration, said that once Democrats are back in control, there will be political retribution.
No, well, I didn't hear that, but I'm sure they think there will be.
Consequences?
Look, I think that's the way it always is.
Yeah.
You know? The out party, when they get back in, they wreak havoc on the people they just defeated. I mean, I don't know really what kind of retribution she's talking about, but the Democrats are likely to win the House back. I think that's
going
to happen.
All right.
Senate, I don't know. Senate's in play, though.
All right. Well, it's important that we keep all of these in front of our public. Are you worried about, very quickly, the American voters kind of disenfranchised, not really caring about voting midterm?
No. I think there's high level of interest in what's going on in the country. And I don't think that's just on the left either. I think Republicans, conservatives, MAGA people, they're all paying attention. They're all worried about the state of this country from their own point of view. They're worried about the economy, the tariffs. We haven't even talked about the tariff ruling and all that. I think the country's very engaged, Larry. And I think there's going to be a big turnout for the midterms.
Well, John, I want to thank you again for your time as always.
Love being on. Let's do it again sooner rather than later.
Yes, sir. John LaBoutière, former New York congressman. We spoke about Cuba a moment ago. Let me bring you up to speed by an MSNBC report on Cuba.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every term. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-R, underlaw.com. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving, 314-241-0600, 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate, McGuireMoving.com. When I have business clients or guests from out of town, I often take them to Cafe Napoli. I know they're going to enjoy any of the Napoli locations. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, next to Napoli C, Napoli Kirkwood, or Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Excellent food and intellectual conversation, if they bring the intellectual conversation. NapoliSTL.com. NapoliSTL.com. You should know that when I endorse Wellington Environmental, it's because I believe and know they will do you right. Wellington takes pride in providing homeowners and businesses whatever they need. You need some dustless blasting? They will take care of that. You need some mold radiation? They can do that. They take pride in training their team to perform multiple services and having the equipment ready to get jobs finished. That's important to you. You make just one call, and you call a company that's been around for more than 35 years with more than 45 technicians in the field. Most of you know finding good workers, then having them show up on time could be difficult. Not for Wellington Environmental. They're there at the designated time, ready to go. Check them out to see what they could do for you. Dustless blasting or anything else you need. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington.
This is News Talk STL.
Well, I walk into the room, passing out $100 bills, and it kills and it thrills like the horns on my Silverado grill. And I buy the bar double round the crown, and everybody's getting down in this town. Ain't never gonna, 'cause I saddle up my horse, and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise, 'cause the girls, they are so pretty. Up and down Broadway on my own Studley Roy, and the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says, save a horse, ride a cowboy.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Another significant story we're following. An island-wide blackout hit Cuba yesterday amid that country's deepening energy and economic crisis. All 11 million residents of the island were without power after energy officials reported complete disconnection of the national electrical grid. Only about 5% of the island's power was restored by late last night, with officials warning the fragile grid could fail again. The blackout is Cuba's third major outage in just 4 months, as the government lacks proper funding for repairs as well as the needed spare parts. Cuba's president recently acknowledged the island has not received oil in 3 months and blamed the outages on the Trump administration's halting of Venezuelan oil shipments after the capture of Nicolas Maduro. President Trump was asked about Cuba yesterday in the White House.
But I think Cuba's seen the end. You know, all my life I've been hearing about the United States and Cuba. You know, when will the United States do it? I do believe I'll be the honor of having the taking Cuba. That'd be a good honor. It's a big honor.
Taking Cuba.
Taking Cuba in some form, yeah. Taking Cuba. I mean, whether I free it, take it, I think I could do anything I want with it. You want to know the truth? They're a very weakened nation right now.
That remark, I'm telling you, that remark's going to cause a lot of consternation and anger inside the left. Oh, now he wants to invade Cuba because he said, I think I can take it. Not a big deal. We can take it. Marco Rubio has already been involved in talks with the leaders of Cuba, trying to see how can we best help your nation and protect our nation at the same time. In the meantime, Kim Jong-un threatening tactical nuclear strikes during a rocket launch. He said the enemies of our country, America, and South Korea would soon understand, and I'm quoting, destructive power of tactical nuclear weapons. The Korean Central News Agency put that word out as they showed Kong and his daughter, believed to be about 12 years old, watching an excursion to test firearms. The drill involved 12 600 million caliber ultra precision multiple rocket launchers to artillery companies. And they say the drill would expose the forces hostile to North Korea. Are they just saber rattling? Do you want to take that for fact? Or do you want to recognize there could be something behind it? The U.S. is stretched thin on several layers right now. Obviously, in Iran, where we've got our latest and largest naval armada. But we've got other parts of the world to be concerned about. There's still Venezuela. There's still the drug wars and the cartels in Mexico. There's violence inside our own nation and much of that caused by drug cartels and terrorists allowed across our border. Thank you, Joe Biden. And every American citizen is at threat. And of course, we have many in this nation who have pledged their allegiance to Allah, and they're more than willing to carry out jihad. We saw that last week, the attack at Old Dominion. We saw it at the Michigan synagogue. And they do not care if they die in the process of killing Americans. I do not want you to run around frightened and afraid all the time. But you've got to be aware of your surroundings for you and your children. And I know that's tough. There are already enough threats that could harm your children, aside from terrorists and illegals who decide, I've gotten away with raping and killing two other children. I can do it again. I keep going back to this premise, and I've yet to see a single Hollywood elite come forward and say, I will do it. For every leftist, are you listening? Are you listening? If you want all the illegals to stay in our country, then tell them that you will sign and take control of them. They can live in your home, maybe even bed with your children, and you will be responsible for any actions they carry out. Not one Democrat has come forward to agree to that. And they're not going to, because they know the threat is real. But many of them, they live in palaces. They have moats around their land. They're not going to lower the drawbridge even for the homeless to camp on their grounds. But they don't care if they're in the midst of your city, your community. And if they're here illegally, they are illegal. Now, I've not been about grabbing up everyone illegal and shipping them out. I want to go after those who have committed serious crimes, and they are primarily and still in with the protection of blue city sanctuaries and blue states. And yes, from time to time, someone who's lived here 30 years, never causing a problem, just trying to have a better life for their family. That's what you would want. They came to America to be part of it, to assimilate. But many came here to cause chaos, havoc, murder, to take what you have. Did you hear about Jasmine Crockett, graduate of MICDS? And yet often she's talking gutter slang. She doesn't seem to know how to speak English. Well, a man she had hired to work security for her was killed by law enforcement in a standoff in Dallas. This 39-year-old had barricaded himself in a parking garage at Children's Medical Center. They were tracking him down on an active warrant. SWAT officers told him to get out. He wouldn't do it. Finally, he stood up, reached for his waist, pointed a gun at police. They did not hesitate. Good. But Jasmine still says, well, he was a good guy. He worked with me. He lied to get the job. He was using a gun during the standoff, reported stolen. He had false identification and uniforms, acting at various levels of either federal or state law enforcement. A total lie. And yet we've got the left still insisting we know how to make things better for you. If Jasmine Crockett had her way, that's the kind of people she would surround herself with. And I'm not sure she hasn't. Are you? Are there other Democrats and Republicans guilty of the same? More than likely. Then you've got Governor Walz in Minnesota and Mayor Jacob Frey. They've been very concerned because there's acknowledgement now by Crime Watch Minnesota how widespread there's been a dramatic increase in auto thefts so far this year. Well, wait a minute. Who's been the governor during all this time? Who was the governor when all the Minnesota Somalia fraud was taking place? And now you got Mayor Jacob Frey, Free, I think is his name. I'm going to call him Frey because I'm looking to see him fried. And they continue to attack ICE and other federal agents. And they continue to encourage citizens to battle against ICE. They don't belong here. You want to get in the street and fight them? So be it. There will be a day of reckoning. State of California has one coming up. They're going to have to elect a new governor. And Newsom has finally run out of time. He has to leave because he's run out of terms he's allowed to hold the office. But here's what he says. Here's what I know the next governor of California must do to make things better. And he knows because he's leaving it in this shape.
Affordability is number one. Issue of housing costs. Everywhere I go, that's the universal issue. Number two, people are just fed up with the homeless crisis in the state. No other state in the country as many people out in the streets and sidewalks as the state of California. I think if the next governor doesn't address the issue of affordability on housing, that governor will have failed. If we don't address the homeless issue in a meaningful way, we'll fail also on a moral framework because it's a tragedy to see so many people self-medicating in drug or alcohol addictions, bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, paranoia out on the streets and sidewalks. So those two issues for me have been most resonant on this campaign trail.
This is like, Governor, did you know we have thousands of homeless in our state? No, I didn't know that. All this time you've been governor, you didn't know that. And you didn't do anything about it, did you? Except look for more money to spend. And what money you had, you spent unwisely. But of course, during the COVID scare, you made it very clear, everybody must lock down. You must wear a COVID mask. Oh, except for Nancy Pelosi. You can go have your hair salon open up so you can get your hair done. Oh, and for me and my friends, we could go to Napa Valley and enjoy the French Laundry. Friends, and neighbors. If you've never been to the French Laundry, this is not where you go to get your pants pressed. It's a very exclusive restaurant. Well, Larry, how do you know? I know because there was a time I was in Napa Valley, and I went to the French Laundry to see what it was like. Well, when I saw the menu, I didn't see prices on there. That told me this is going to get rich. Before we knew it, we had dropped a lot of money. The food was good, very nice, but not worth it. But remember that they opened up the French Laundry, so Governor Newsom, during COVID, could hold a private closed-door event with representatives of pharmaceutical and health companies. One hand washing the other. Did you bother looking at the Oscars the other night? I didn't, and I pointed that out yesterday. But one recipient of the Best Actor said, first words out of his mouth, thank God. Another had to tick off a lot of them. But another actress praised marriage and motherhood. But then when you look at the numbers who were there pushing for, worried about climate doom and destroying our country, our nation, our world, they left the theater looking like a pigsty. Mounds of trash, water bottles, snack bags, food debris and programs just all over the floor. Didn't even bother to take it to the nearby trash can. Why? Because they are better than you. Have you not gotten that yet? Yeah, they are better than you. And they want you to know it. Pick up my trash. As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back at 6 o'clock tonight for a repeat of this. And back at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.